Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm delighted to have a friend and colleague, Rajesh Gadiyar, Vice President of our Data Platforms Group and Chief Technology Officer for the Network Platforms Group at Intel, back in the studio. Welcome back, Rajesh. How are you doing?
Doing great, Allison. How are you? It's been a long time. It's a pleasure to be here in the Chip Chat session.
I'm doing great. I was looking forward for this interview because I love talking about network technology, and you are one of the best people to talk to.
Oh, thank you.
So why don't we just start and remind the audience about your scope of focus at Intel and how it relates to our focus on delivering network infrastructure.
Yeah, hi. My name is Rajesh Gadiyar. I lead architecture and systems engineering for our networking business. And in that capacity, I'm actually focused on defining and driving the next generation platform architecture for our CPUs, platforms, including key software elements for enabling the platform technologies. It's an absolute pleasure to be here in this Chip Chat session with you, Allison.
Now, Intel and the industry has been on a tremendous transformation of network infrastructure with network function virtualization and corresponding technologies to deliver this capability to comm service provider infrastructure. Tell me where we are with NFV and where we are with that transformation and how cloud native fits in with that picture.
So as you noted, industry has made huge progress in our journey for transforming the network infrastructure. And over the last decade or so, I remember actually we started this journey with NFV and SDN around 2011, 2012. And I have to say, we have actually made a huge progress. And as you know, Intel's been a pioneer and a key driver of network virtualization with NFV and SDN. And we're really proud of the work that we have done working closely with our partners and fellow travelers in the industry. So if you look at the network infrastructure today, from an end-to-end perspective, there are several examples. If I look at SD-WAN and UCP in the enterprise, or if I look at virtual RAN in the wireless access network, you have EPC and in particular 5G user plane functions, or UPF as they're called, in wireless core. Also virtual security appliances such as firewalls and application delivery controllers. We're seeing it across the board. There's a good amount of virtualization of network applications all over the network infrastructure. So I really feel good about the progress that we have made. Now, of course, one thing I'll note is that, you know, the key accomplishment really here is the disaggregation of hardware and software. And this disaggregation of hardware and software is very much real. And so what you really see is network applications are being deployed increasingly as virtual functions running on standard high volume server platforms. That's the key goal of NFV, because it actually allows you a lot of flexibility and scale while giving you a more optimized total cost of ownership. And then the other thing that we have done is we have really opened up the ecosystem and have driven a ton of innovation over the last few years. Because when you disaggregate and when you have the ability to innovate software independently, I think it's a major boost to driving a faster innovation cycle. So really feel good about where we are. And of course, the next phase of this network transformation journey is the cloud native transformation.
Now, I'm very familiar with cloud native in terms of how it relates to data center technologies. How is the network ecosystem viewing cloud native, and why is this so critical in terms of the future development of network infrastructure?
That's a great question, Allison. So, you know, while we have made huge progress over the last few years in transforming the network infrastructure with NFV and SDN, there are still a few areas that need more work to realize the vision of a fully automated and programmable network infrastructure. And that's what we want to accomplish with our next phase of our network transformation journey with cloud native. In fact, I would like to highlight three key areas where we need to do more work. And these are the key requirements or foundations for what we're trying to do with the cloud native. First, it's actually disaggregating the infrastructure further. And so you can actually get a lot of flexibility in terms of how you build and deploy network applications. Second is automation. If you remember, actually, automation was going to be a key tenet of what NFV was going to deliver. Unfortunately, we've been a little bit behind on this. And when you look at what the cloud service providers have done, I think there is some learning that we can take out of that. And in particular, the amount of automation that we see in hyperscale cloud, I think there is an opportunity for us to apply that for network infrastructure as well. So the second key area is automated lifecycle management of network applications. And then the third key area is composable applications. So what we really want to do is to have the flexibility in terms of how the applications are created in the 5G era. In particular, so you've probably seen there's a lot of talk about edge, and that's the epicenter of where there is a lot of new innovation, particularly around new services. And the ability to actually build these applications in a modular, composable fashion with cloud-native principles, I think it actually gives us a ton of velocity and ability to really ramp up some of those new services that are becoming real as a result of 5G and edge transformation. So those are the three sort of like the key things that our customers are looking to achieve with this next phase and the cloud native journey.
So let's go a little bit under the covers, Rajesh. When you look at cloud native, how do you define it? And what are the key technical underpinnings that have been developed today by the industry to usher in the first substantiations of cloud native deployments? Where does the industry need to go from there?
First, actually, to your question around how do we define cloud native and what is required? So to me, actually, cloud native is really an approach to building and running applications and services that utilize the best practices of cloud computing delivery model. So cloud native is really about how applications are created and deployed, and it's not about where. And this is a key point. What this means is a developer builds the application with a higher level of abstraction without making any assumptions about the underlying platform. And so if you think about it, there are actually a few key benefits of this cloud native approach. First, the applications are built with agility and high flexibility in mind, which translates to higher performance, better security, and improved customer experience. Second, the high speed at which you can build and deploy new features. So in the 5G and cloud computing era, it's really the agility with which you can build and deploy new applications and monetize them that is really important. And third, there is really no monolithic software code base that applications should depend on. Instead, the cloud native applications are built in a modular manner, sometimes referred to as microservices. I think there's a term that you've been probably hearing very often these days. So microservices built with container technology, leveraging cloud computing frameworks such as Kubernetes. So it's really the agility and high flexibility. It's the high speed at which you can build and deploy new applications and features, and the modularity that allows us to achieve scale with cloud frameworks and technologies.
When you talk to cloud service providers, what do they see as the key benefits to cloud native environments? And why is this so critical as we look at the transition to 5G and the broader proliferation of network edge?
As we look at the advent of 5G, and as you know, actually 5G is ramping up very fast across the world. And along 5G, I think one key area of innovation is the new edge services. And when you look at what is required for the deployments of some of these new age edge services, what we really need is a platform that is easy to use for building new applications for the developers. And what the operators are also craving for is really an infrastructure that allows them to automate a lot of services. And in fact, actually how you build and deploy applications from an end-to-end perspective. And many of these edge locations, whether they are enterprise on-prem edge locations for IoT kind of applications like factory floor or industrial automation or robotics, or if it is a central office location like a telco, these are all power and thermally constrained environments. And so what they really want is a small footprint, optimized platform that is easy to manage and that can be managed in automated fashion remotely. And so these are some of the things that we expect to actually solve with cloud native approaches. I think our focus at Intel is really to facilitate the cloud native transformation in three key areas. First, we're actually driving a lot of innovation in the platform itself, so we can deliver key networking capabilities to improve performance, latency, and quality of service. So this is where we've actually done a ton of innovation, building the right networking capabilities, the acceleration technologies, and improvements in the architecture. We are also making enhancements to our software platform. Of course, a key idea is how do we actually expose all the platform goodness and make it easy to consume for the network application and edge application developer. So some of our work here is to improve the data plane stacks. And as you're aware, actually, we have evolved DPDK as the de facto standard for packet processing on general purpose platform. And now we are looking at how do we evolve the software data planes to facilitate the cloud native transformation. So we have enabled new mechanisms such as AFXTP, to support further abstraction from hardware. And we've also been working on a new technology called OpenNES, Open Network Edge Services Software, as an SDK that provides REST API-based cloud-native infrastructure with ready-to-use microservices for developing network and edge applications. And then the last area that we are actually focused on is also how do we actually drive key enhancements to Kubernetes? So Kubernetes is an orchestration technology where there's a lot of mindshare in the industry today. When you think about cloud-native deployments with microservices and container-based approaches, Kubernetes is a de facto tool that the industry is gravitating towards today. And we are making a lot of efforts to enhance the capabilities in Kubernetes for networking, for storage, and for many of the edge capabilities that we need to support.
When you talk about the vision that you just described in terms of the key capabilities and the key technologies, we're at the midpoint of 2020. Where would you like to see the industry a year from now in terms of cloud native capability? And what do you think is critical to get us there?
As I look forward to the remainder of the year and perhaps next year, I think we're going to see actually the 5G ramp continue to happen. And over the next year or two, along with 5G, I think you're going to see a ramp in the deployment of edge services, and we'll see an increased adoption of cloud native applications. So what this means is a gradual transition from virtual network functions or VNFs to containerized network functions and services, sometimes referred to as the CNFs. Also, like I said earlier, Kubernetes is gaining popularity as the tool of choice for cloud native orchestration and automation. So this is the mechanism of how we're going to actually see the deployments of early cloud native approaches and, you know, with the container technology and Kubernetes as the orchestrator. But, you know, when you talk to the customers, you know, some of the key technical principles that our customers have in mind as they consider a cloud native approach, actually, I would like to highlight a few things. First, the principle of disaggregation and hardware abstraction. So the network application developers can develop their applications with agility, applying the cloud methodologies and tools. Second, automation. This was a key tenet of NFV, like I said earlier. So how do we drive more closed loop automation, perhaps utilizing some of the AI and machine learning techniques, really bringing telemetry, AI, and orchestration to drive an automated behavior in the network. So when bad things happen in the network, we can actually recover from it in an automated fashion without human intervention. So that's a key technical imperative. Third one is scalability. So how do we utilize the benefits of scale-out architecture similar to what the hyperscalers are doing? Resiliency and high availability. This is very important because as I look at network infrastructure, I think as we all know, we've been used to the 5-9 availability. And this is where we used to actually have a very tight hardware, software, totally integrated solution. And while disaggregation actually gives us a lot of benefits, it allows us a faster innovation and also much better improved total cost of ownership. Resiliency and high availability are still key requirements, particularly as you look at some of the services at the network edge. And so achieving resiliency through software techniques versus fault tolerance through hardware, as you've traditionally done, through hardware redundancy, I think that's a key element. And then last but not the least, thinking about a completely new software lifecycle with the continuous integration, continuous development as the key paradigm. You know, in the past, actually, we've been used to phrases such as agile and sprints and software releases. But in the cloud native world, it's really how do we embrace the day zero, day one, and day two paradigm that's more of a CI/CD kind of a deployment model. So these are some of the key tenets that our customers are looking to drive as they think about the cloud native over the next 12 to 18 months. So we're going to see actually these principles sort of like, you know, are the foundational elements. And then you're going to actually see more embracing of cloud technologies, particularly a migration from a VNF-based approach on hypervisors to cloud native functions written in the form of containers. And then Kubernetes as the foundational orchestration tool, and then extensions to Kubernetes for what we need from a 5G virtualization of radio access network and for edge services.
Rajesh, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I can't wait to see what you and the industry drive forward in terms of cloud native for the network from core to edge. Please come back and tell us the progress that you're making. But in the meantime, if folks are listening and they want to engage with your team and the entire network band at Intel, where would you send them for more information and to engage in this exciting journey for network transformation?
Yeah, I think it sure is exciting. I think the next 12 to 18 months, as we see the 5G ramp, you know, I'm super excited as to how the industry is going to change around us and the kind of new services that we will actually see. So first, actually, a little self-advertisement. You can follow me on my Twitter. My handle is @rgadiyar. And then I want to actually provide a couple of additional references. So please check out networkbuilders.intel.com. Networkbuilders.intel.com is where we have a lot of good reference material for cloud-native network applications and solutions in a close partnership with industry and the ecosystem. In particular, check out the link to Network Virtual Summit. Also, please visit openness.org. This is the Open Network and Edge Services software that I was referring to earlier. It's a cloud-native platform that allows for easier creation and deployment of network and edge services. And you'll find a lot of interesting content there, and you'll find it really exciting if you're a developer.
Thanks so much for being on today, Rajesh. It's been a real pleasure.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.